Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Wait till you find out where your taxpayer dollars are going now. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Biden is unsure if he has the power to shut down the border. We'll talk to Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Union, a little bit later in the show today. On X, at Rich Zeoli, 855-839-1210. It's always a pleasure when one of the true muckrakers, investigative journalist extraordinaire, editor-in-chief of UncoverDC.com, and host of the Dark to Light podcast, Tracy Beans, joins me again in Philadelphia. Hello, Tracy. Thanks for making the time.
I am so glad to be back. I wish under better circumstances, but hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, which circumstances are you referring to? Because there's a lot of bad circumstances around us right now. So
we'll just focus on what we're going to talk about today.
Okay,
I think that'll set people off.
I didn't know if you lost your eyesight because of the eclipse or something. I didn't want to bring up anything. You know, you can still tell the difference between an 8 and a 3, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, wonderful. Excellent. Your latest piece is a military doctor says transgender surgery uptick is paid for with U.S. tax dollars. And I saw this yesterday, and it was trending big time on social media. You always get just amazing responses to your work. This is insane. It really is insane, Tracy.
It is. And you know, what's basically happening now is this procedure and policy implementation isn't new. It went to effect back in May of 2023. However, the doctor that I spoke to is in one hospital, in one military hospital for one branch of the armed forces, and said all of a sudden over the past couple months, there's been this ridiculous uptick in gender reassignment surgery, meaning that active duty military are going under the knife on the taxpayer's dime to have their sexes changed, to have surgeries to remove appendages that should be there and create ones that shouldn't be, et cetera, so on and so forth. Even cosmetic procedures, let's say if a male wants to transition to a female, breast augmentations, eye facelifts, even vocal coaching for their voices, Rich, to make them sound more like their preferred orientation. And there are so many questions that come up around this. Number one, it's 180 days in service before you can go ahead and get this. The government has created this whole waiver system to get around any legal barrier to having this done, which they use and implement every single day. And you need to be on hormones for a year, and then you can go ahead and go through with this process. But the questions are this. Number one, how are people, and they classify it this way too, that the manual they need to use to diagnose gender dysphoria is the manual of mental disorders from the American Psychiatric Association. So if we're dealing with people who have mental disorders, Rich, why are they enlisted anyway? They're non-deployable at that point, okay? Number two, if that's what they're categorized as, why is everyone who's ever said that basically canceled and not allowed to participate in polite society anymore? Number three, once they go through the surgery, they're on a ton of medication. They have to see therapy often. You're not allowed to be deployed under the military's rules unless you see a therapist less than once per quarter, and that's not the case with these folks. So what's actually happening, in my opinion, is that people are enlisting specifically for this surgery and then not meeting the benchmarks, not being able to be deployed, staying on the government's dole, getting free health care for them and their families on our dime. And the most important thing, and I'm getting this all out at once, the most important thing to me was that once you transition under the military, you need to change your gender in their system. So like if you are a female transitioning to be a male, you have to change your gender. And then you have to meet the benchmarks for readiness that gender has. No female who transitions to be a male is going to meet the male benchmarks in the Marines. It's just not happening. So then they can't be deployed. So what happens then?
What happens then is we're basically paying for people who can't be of service to the United States of America for defense purposes.
Correct. And they can't be replaced either, because they don't do it that way. So if you're serving and then you go in for all this work, all this surgery, they don't replace your spot. Like, they just wait until you're ready to be deployed again. So it impacts us in so many significant ways for things that are not even necessary. And that's not even getting into potentially, which I'm working on now. I've got a bunch of people that flooded in with info for me now, what children of enlisted are trying to accomplish through the system for their gender issues that they're having and how they're going to treat that. Veterans, there's a number of lawsuits ongoing right now because they want the VA to pay for this stuff. It's really troubling, and I'm sure the majority of your listeners out there do not want their tax dollars being used on something like this when the state of the world is what it is, and our president says he doesn't know if he can close the southern border.
Tracy Beans, basically every person who goes through this then, since they can't be deployed, they're going to wind up getting a desk job. I mean, that's just ultimately what it's going to be. And that'll be the answer, right? That they'll say, well, you know, we have desk jobs for people and there'll be plenty for them to do in the military behind a desk. And they'll probably create more positions like that. So we'll get even more bureaucracy out of this whole thing.
Or medical discharge, because the complication rate, which is something that my next piece will be about, these standards that people need to hit and the complication rate from the surgery that they'll have and how long the recovery time is, will make it impossible for them to even do that. It is a terrible outcome for a good majority of people when they go through this process. As a matter of fact, reading about this is the last thing I want to research, is what happens to your body when you go through these surgeries, okay? But going through the research on this, these should be outlawed. This should not even be allowed to happen in this country. They're barbaric procedures, absolutely barbaric.
At the risk of, I'll just say earmuffs for parents who might have kids in the car. I mean, I understand, for example, if you're a guy and you have the procedure whereby your junk becomes, you have to treat that as an open wound. And that has to be cared for on a daily basis because it's an open wound to your body. Correct?
Yes. So tell me how that soldier is going to go out to the middle of the desert in Afghanistan without risking infection. Explain that to me.
Tracy Beans, there are parts of your piece here that you wound up highlighting, and I'm curious about it's an excellent piece, uncoverdc.com. Why are the areas that you chose to highlight here? Like, for example, you have under a section here, roles of the components outlined in the structure of care. You chose to highlight letter C, confirm all GD diagnoses, validate medical necessity of transition-related healthcare services, and all initial MTPs, as well as updates as needed.
Because what that basically is confirming the diagnosis is medically necessary, meaning confirming that it's medically necessary that this person have this procedure or else. And they're having these procedures at military hospitals, which means the military is actually, like, this is a cash cow for whoever's involved from a private sector standpoint, the doctors or who, you know, the hospitals are making money off of this in some way, shape, or form. So they have this medically necessary diagnosis. If you have an active duty listener who's tried to get any procedure done as an active duty service member and knows the hoops you need to jump through to be able to get those procedures, the medical need necessary term is thrown around to deny procedures that are needed by active duty service members every single day. In this case, they're using it as the way to get around not providing those procedures to people.
Okay, this is the other thing too. Where do they go for these surgeries? Because I immediately start thinking of the MASH unit. You know, they have the doctors on the base or whatever. But you just brought up the hospital. So where are all these procedures being done? Are they bringing doctors in? Do they send the patients out? How does this work?
Well, they have military doctors that are hired on staff by the military. They make a point in here to stress over and over that these procedures should be done in military hospitals unless it's absolutely impossible for that to happen. So they have multidisciplinary teams that they've put together to do these surgeries for these people. And they're being done at U.S. military hospitals all over the country, Virginia, California, Texas, everywhere.
But I'm guessing that there's obviously got to be outside entities involved here too, right? I mean, the drugs that are involved. I mean, the cash cow is not just money that's going back to the government-run hospitals.
Actually, you'd be surprised the stringency with which they emphasize that these things must be done at a military hospital is very abnormal. They want it all done. I mean, I'm sure it happens outside, but if you are within distance of a hospital that can do this, where you're stationed, they want you there. And if you're not, then they will bring you somewhere that you can get it done inside the military. So it's pretty crazy. The other thing, Rich, that I don't know if you're going to have a chance to highlight, but I really want to let people know, they're very, very concerned about fertility ceasing procedures. So they actually counsel folks, if you're going to go on hormones for a year, you might lose your ability to bear children after that. And so you might want to think about either freezing your eggs or, you know, freezing your method of, you know, fertilization for kids in the future. But I guarantee you that none of the doctors doling out puberty blockers to children are giving them the speech about their fertility later on in life. So the U.S. government is admitting things in this manual that they say in public are not even actual things. The lie that these drugs don't harm children is an abject lie. Otherwise, the military wouldn't have an entire manual dedicated to policy on how people who are going to undergo this transition can preserve their potential child, you know, the potential for them to bear children.
And so you've got military members who have families, and those families live on a military base, or not even on a base, but they're military children, and then they're eligible for these procedures, and our taxpayer dollars are paying for that as well?
They're fighting right now to make it so that family is eligible. It is not that way yet. But there are everyday American children going to their psychiatrists with their parents, and their psychiatrists are telling them, if you don't give your kids these puberty blockers, regular civilians, then your kid will kill themselves. They go on puberty blockers, but nobody counsels them about the fertility issue. And so if the U.S. government is admitting it's a fertility issue, but the popular culture and our talking heads and the other people in our government are saying, no, that's not true. We have a serious issue. Why acknowledge it in one place and ignore it in another?
You brought up a point earlier, Tracy Beans, about mental disorder, and I want to come back to that because it's an important point. The conversation you can't have in polite society anymore, the conversation that this person is suffering from a mental illness. You can't have that conversation, and part of the reason for that is because, you know, the left wants this to be accepted and as just normal. So therefore, I'll give you one example. Take New Jersey, for example. You know, if a child goes to school and identifies as a different gender at school, parents are not allowed to know, given the state's edict. Of course, it's not really a rule, but that's what the state wants, because they don't want there to be another reason why that kid may be going through this, that it could be mental illness, or it could be just a drive for attention, which could also be part of mental illness, or that it could be drugs, or it could be something else. They want it to just be normal and accepted. But as you point out in the piece here at uncoverdc.com, they have to validate documentation that confirms the GD diagnosis according to the current edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. So in order for them to even get the procedure, it has to be confirmed through the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which therefore then implies and proves actually that, yeah, this is a mental illness.
Bingo. 100% yes. That was one of the most striking things for me, because it is characterized as a mental illness. And right there is just that alone, for all the cultural implications that statement has, if we just focus solely on the military, that alone disqualifies you from service.
Mm-hmm.
Mental illness
disqualifies you from service.
Yes. And you know, ask anyone who is serving, if you're taking SSRI medication or you're being treated for a mental illness as characterized by the same manual you just mentioned, which is what the military uses, can you be deployed and can you serve? And they will all say no. And that's all the service members that contacted me, which were many, all said, I cannot believe this. I had a friend who had type 2 diabetes, and they wouldn't let them out there, you know, on the battlefield. But these people are okay to be in service? It doesn't make any sense. It's absolutely a destabilization of the culture and of our military. And these are the people that, you know, not only will they never see a fight, and if they do, I'd be scared, but this is the lifelong care we're going to be giving as taxpayers to the U.S. military for this.
You write that you have a veteran friend who needed a specialized heart operation to survive, and they wouldn't allow him to have it. The only way he could was because we raised the money for him. He even went to Congress to get it. I mean, that's an absolute sin.
Yes, it is. He needed the insurance would not pay for it. They would not write him an exemption, even though they said his surgery, Rich, was not medically necessary. Do you see what I mean? They said, you can get another ablation, you can do this, you can do that. He couldn't. He was on his last legs. This was it. There's a special procedure he needed called the Wolf procedure, and there was only two doctors in the country who could do it, and the military would not pay for him to have this surgery. We had to go private to get it. But they will absolutely give you hormones for a year and mutilate your body, all in the name of equity, I guess. I don't know.
And then all the years of post-care, which I assume is covered. Because as you pointed out earlier, Tracy, it's not like it's one and done. You know, they do the chop-off or the add-on, and then it's over. It's a lifetime of maintenance for this. It's a lifetime of this, and that's all paid for as well.
Correct. Forever. Yep.
It's just amazing. Your Department of Defense at work. Tracy Beans, uncoverdc.com. My friend, I can't wait for your next explosive piece. You are truly one of the absolute best investigative journalists out there. I'm so grateful for you. And we'll have you back on as soon as you drop your next piece. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
That's right, and we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. We'll be back June 21st. But I really want you to be there for the May 3rd show, all right? And this is our happy hour brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, because it is my happy place. So join us on Friday, May 3rd. Mark your calendar now. You have less than a month, so make your plans. You don't have to, by the way, you don't have to stay there. If you want to just come for the show, that's fine too. And the show, there's no ticket or anything. You just come on by. The bar will be open, and we'll have a lot of fun together. So please join us on May 3rd for that, for our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Meanwhile, the other thing the military is doing right now is they are trying to push back on the left's psychotic assertion that Israel is engaging in genocide in Gaza. So here is Senator Tom Cotton, who was talking to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during a Senate hearing, I believe it was earlier today, when he asked him the question regarding this. Take a listen.
Secretary Austin, thank you for acknowledging in response to Senator Wicker that Hamas committed war crimes on October 7th and has been committing them every day since by using human shields. I want to address what the protesters raised earlier. Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yet.
Okay. Well, there's no, that's the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. But I played you earlier the clip of America's mother-in-law saying that she believes Israel's war in Gaza will legally be considered a genocide. And then we have Michael Beschloss warning that there's going to be protests at the Democrat National Convention. I played you the clip of those black voters in Atlanta who are all saying that Joe Biden is complicit in genocide. Here's Fox News' Jackie Heinrich grilling White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre over new anti-Israel rhetoric from the radical Islamists who populate Dearborn, Michigan. Remember, I've been saying this for a while now. Michigan is a real problem for Biden for a couple of reasons. Let's start with cars, number one. A lot of people that live in Michigan work as auto workers. And when that jerk, that Marxist guy, whatever his name is, Sean Fain, whatever his name is, came out and endorsed Biden, he admitted, he said, a great majority, not a majority, a great majority. There's a difference. A great majority of our members are not going to vote for him. They're going to vote with their paycheck. So that's number one. Number two, you have this problem for Democrats, which is that since Joe Biden has not locked down crazy, crazy may not come out to vote for them. And crazy may sit home or vote for a third party candidate. And now they're chanting death to America, death to Israel. And does the president condemn that? Well, the White House condemned it, but here's what you got to understand about this. Condemning it is what they don't want to do because they're so worried about crazy and losing crazy in November, not having crazy show up and vote. You lose the auto workers, you lose crazy, you got a real problem here. You understand what I'm saying? Cut number 11.
A couple days ago in Dearborn, there were protesters chanting death to America and death to Israel. Does the president condemn that?
Yes.
Is the president at all concerned that Dearborn is facing a risk of becoming a hotbed of any sort of homegrown threats?
I don't have any intelligence to share with you on that. Obviously, that's something that we're always very vigilant about, but don't have any national intelligence to share with you.
And then,
but obviously, we will condemn any violent rhetoric, which we have been very. I mean, you're hearing from me, right? You're asking me a question, I'm answering it, and we've been very vigilant about, or very consistent about denouncing that type of rhetoric.
Should we expect a statement from the president on that, though? I mean, it was a pretty significant display.
I mean, you're hearing from me. I think that's important. The other part, too, that I do want to be very clear about, you know, peaceful protest is something that the president has also been very, very clear that is important to give folks space to peacefully protest. But any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce.
And then on some of the comments he made today, did the president mean to essentially accuse Republicans of murder? I mean, the language that he was using to describe opposition to the Affordable Care Act, the quote was, they want to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Terminate, well, guess what? Killing millions of Americans. Does he think that Republicans are trying to kill Americans?
I think you're taking the most extreme extreme definition or extreme evaluation of what the president said. Here's the reality. The Affordable Care Act, which obviously started in the Obama-Biden administration, the president expanded on that, making sure that people have affordable health care.
All right, let's jump out of here for that. All right, thank you. So this is a problem. I mean, this is a problem for them. Crazy is not locked down. If you don't lock down crazy, you got a real problem. Now, I'm going to share, this is Senator Chris Van Hollen. He's not clear on what the White House policy on Gaza is, and this is what the Democrats want to do. They want to tell Israel how to fight this war. Now, let's contrast that with Ukraine for a moment, where we're going to give them more money. And we don't tell Zelensky how to fight the war. We don't tell Zelensky what to do, but we want to boss around Israel all the time and tell them what to do. And why do we do that? Why? Because of crazy. That's why. Because we haven't locked down crazy. They haven't locked down crazy, I should say. Cut 14.
Because you have been pressing for the White House to act on the president's own standards for national security and to hold Israel to account in terms of possibly conditioning military aid. Were you clear on what the White House position is?
I'm not clear. First of all, I should say I'm glad Bill Burns is in Cairo. I hope we get a ceasefire and a return of all the hostages. I was glad to see the president, at least as reported out, finally say to President Netanyahu that if you don't follow these, you know, my requests, that there will be consequences. Mm-hmm. But the president and the White House have yet to lay out what consequences they have and they want to impose. And we have had a situation where for months the president has made requests to the Netanyahu government. They have ignored those requests, and we've sent more 2,000-pound bombs. We cannot revert back to that. We have to make sure that when the president requests something, that we have a means to enforce it.
Okay, so we're going to keep bossing them around. Meanwhile, here's a mother of one of the hostages that's being held right now. Orna Nutra, who's a mother of an Israeli-American hostage, was on CNN State of the Union, that bringing home the hostages should be included in any ceasefire demand. This should be a top priority. It should be the world's priority. Release the hostages. You still realize there are hostages being held, right? I mean, you didn't even hear about that because the Democrats are so worried about locking down crazy. Cut 15.
Bringing the hostages back should be the top priority. It should be a world top priority. Everyone looking for de-escalation in the region should be opening the sentence saying, you know, release the hostages. You know, any sentence of any demand of ceasefire without release of hostages is a death sentence to them. As far as what's going on in Israel, you know, there's a broad range. Everyone feels that more needs to be done. Everyone is demanding more from the government. You know, people and different families have different perspectives on how to achieve that. And that's what we're seeing.
Okay, so let's understand that while normal people are talking about things like releasing the hostages, crazy is talking about the destruction of Israel and how they're committing genocide, even though the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, came out and said there's no evidence of genocide. All right? So this is where we are right now. This is where they are. All right, coming up, the border's wide open. Biden says he's considering how he can possibly have the executive authority to do something about the border. Well, we're going to talk to Brandon Judd. He is the head of the Border Patrol Union. I'm excited for this interview. It's going to be coming up straight ahead, so do not miss it. But I'm telling you, your lawn, it's spring, summer's right around the corner. Here's what you want to do. If you want a greener, beautiful lawn, lush, thick green lawn, and of course you do, right? A lawn that's healthier and safer for your family and your pets? Well, call my lawn care company, the ones I trust, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and trust me, you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. This environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets to enjoy. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and have a satisfaction guarantee. I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. So give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, free seeding every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose the lawn care company I trust, the lawn care company I've been using for years. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That wasn't for you, Henry, that text I just sent you.
I won't look, though.
Okay. It was just a picture of how I almost beat Howard Stern as one of the greatest talk show hosts in America. I'm saying it to my buddy. Let him know I almost beat Howard Stern. See, what I'm talking about is the Talkers Magazine has the heavy 100 talk show hosts in the entire country. I'm number 24. Woke Howard Stern is number 22. So I'm two spots away from beating Howard Stern. And he makes a lot more money than I do. So I'm just saying he's still beating me in the salary category by a lot. But nevertheless, 24, he's 22. Michael, what's his face? The ball guy. He's, 46? Huh?
Yeah, he wasn't even close to you.
No, not even in the same. I'm top 25. He's in the 25 to 50 category. That's a whole other world. You know what I mean? It's a dark place. I don't even look at it. I don't even look who's there.
You stopped scrolling.
I stopped scrolling. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria of VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. He's the best. He's a great guy. Biden snapped at a heckler in Washington, D.C. at Union Station. He sounds like a crushy old geezer, does he not? Here, cut number 23.
They kept 225,000 child care workers, child care working centers open, giving parents an opportunity to get back to work. Well, I tell you what, you want to come make a speech or shush up, okay? I'm not messing around with him. He looks like he could take me.
Remember that time Biden threatened to kick the guy's ass in the parking lot? But, excuse me, got kids in the car. Remember that time he threatened to fight that guy? He called him fat? He said, I could do more push-ups than you.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Didn't he say, listen, fat?
Yeah, he goes, listen, fat, I could do more push-ups than you. See if you can grab that. He has a habit of this, of
I'll
yelling at people,
it.
Being nasty to people. He's got a, and just let me know what our guest is there. You can just say to my ear, since our, what went down? The call screener went down?
Yeah, it's completely dead.
All right, so don't call me. Not that I take it anyway, but don't call the show because this call screener's down, so now we can't even take any calls.
It dies regularly. This is not a particularly unusual occurrence. It's just the duration of it.
Something always goes down.
It's, yeah.
Well, speaking of things that don't work, you can download the free Odyssey app today and become the worst employee ever.
Great plug.
That was a great plug. But it's free. No, really, it's great. Howard does not have better hair. Shut up. I got better curls than Howard woke Howard Stern, and I've never had plastic surgery.
He does have good hair.
He does not have good hair.
He does have good hair.
I have better hair, and I got better hair than Smirconish.
He's got long flowing locks. Well, Smirconish is just completely bald.
That's my point. That's my point, Matt DeSantis. You just proved that. Thank you. Howard Stern looks like he's wearing a pirate's wig, like he stole Johnny Depp's hair in Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that. A big phony. That's what he is.
Poor man's Slash.
Yeah, that's right, Henry. Thank you for that. Poor man's Slash. Hey, happy birthday Eve, Henry, by the way. Big day tomorrow.
You knew.
Birthday Eve.
He's not going to like this. No. He's not going to like this one bit.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be a good day.
Oh, boy.
He hates it.
I'll be on Fox News at 9 a.m. and then Henry's birthday, so we get to enjoy it. It's going to be a great day.
Can you wish him a happy birthday on Fox News?
No, absolutely not. There's no chance of that happening. 0.0.
That's all I want for my birthday.
You don't want to jeopardize your career just to make Henry unhappy?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, as tempted as I am, maybe I'll flash a secret, like, happy birthday sign that everybody will know is wishing Henry a happy birthday. What is this story about McDonald's is a $25 deal, which is now causing a big debate over minimum wage? What, $25 for what? Like a McDonald's, like a value meal?
You get a decent amount for the $25. I think it's 40 chicken McNuggets and 2 large fries. The issue is that if you get a 20-piece McNugget in Texas, for example, it's $6. So it's not adding up.
Oh, I see. So this is California.
Yeah, this is exclusive to California.
California, if you buy 40 pieces of chicken McNuggets, this deal with 2 large fries is $25.39. With sales tax, it's $27. But if you're down in Texas, it's $6, basically?
Yeah, it's $6 for a 20-piece. So you figure multiply that by 2, it's plus you add the fries, it might cost you $16 or something.
So the cost of living in Texas is a whole lot better than California.
Significantly.
And the answer to that in California, from their perspective, is you have to raise the minimum wage to make it better for everybody so they can afford the McDonald's meal. Not thinking that by raising the minimum wage, you're going to be contributing to the high cost of living in California. The minimum wage for fast food workers went from $16 to $20, which then, of course, leads to the rise in prices of food. And then the answer from California legislators, because they're dumb, is, well, then we got to raise the minimum wage again, because now they got to keep up with the cost of McDonald's food. So raise it again, which means McDonald's is going to have to raise their prices in California again. At what point do people understand cause and effect? Do people not understand that? I guess not, huh? They don't teach that anymore in schools. What do they teach in schools? That's what I want to know.
People are stupid.
Oh, man. This is what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Mayor Parker's administration boosts Kensington outreach and police presence ahead of encampment clearing. What should I say about that tomorrow? They have the the open-air drug markets. They're going after this now in Philly. That's what they want to talk to me about in Fox News tomorrow. What should I say about it?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on the topic. You would know better than I would.
You're my freaking producer. That's your job. You're literally, your job is to be an expert on topics.
I like to investigate things before I offer an opinion, and I'm not well versed.
Fair enough. That's fine. Any talking points you can send on this would be great. I got to send her talking points? Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Can't I just go on the show?
You got to do a lot of work.
Wing it like I do on this show every day? I'll wing it just like Kamala Harris did as she explains the nature of democracy. This is her latest word salad that she tossed up. This was on the I've Had It podcast. She had a couple of things, a couple of word salads here from the I've Had It podcast. But let's start with this one as she explains the nature of democracy.
It's important to see that, you know, the nature of democracy, there's a duality to it. It has two sides to it. On the one hand, there's incredible strength, right? That when a democracy is intact, what it does for its people in terms of the strength it gives its people and protects in terms of individual freedoms and rights, right? And liberties. There's an incredible strength in that, what it does for its people when it is intact. On the other hand, democracy, extraordinarily fragile.
Yeah.
It's only as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Yeah.
That's by nature what a democracy is. It is about the people.
It's about the people. That's the worst answer I've ever heard in my life. This is when that scene in, what's Billy Madison, when he goes, "We are all dumber for having heard that." You said absolutely nothing. It made any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, no
point.
May
God have mercy on your soul.
At no point did you answer the question. Yeah.
Right. May God have mercy on your soul. Okay, a simple wrong would have been all right, but this is, she also said now she's spending her time complaining about people who take their shoes off on airplanes. She talks about a department of grievances. She wants a department of grievances, I guess, cut 19.
Had it or hit it. People taking their shoes off on airplanes. Oh, God, had it completely.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Terrible.
Stop. Like, she's flying commercial and has to put up with this. If the vice president doesn't want people taking their shoes off on Air Force Two, then they don't take their shoes off on Air Force Two. It's not that complicated. Why is she acting like she can relate to the average person who's scrunched in coach, flying like I did on Frontier, where I have, like there's literally no room whatsoever, and then somebody takes their shoes off? Do you think that happens on Air Force Two, Matt DeSantis? Huh?
No, it didn't happen in first class either.
Oh, you snob. You elitist. You're worse than her. Yeah. I swear, you're worse than her.
Just had to sneak that in.
Had to sneak it in, right?
I knew Rich was going to mention it, so I just wanted to beat him to the punch.
You know, I had actually forgotten about that. Like, I bury things that bother me or hurt me in life. I just forget about them until they come back 10 years later, like what's her face in college. But now I just remember that, and I'm annoyed.
Can you forget
you
it again?
First class. Probably. My attention span.
Good.
All right, let's continue this, her pretending like she deals with this on a daily basis. You know, when all the Secret Service agents and the members of her team just start taking their shoes off on Air Force Two and she's flying to not go to the border.
Completely. It's terrible. Awful. And then if they take their shoes off and then cross their legs so that their foot is just dangling right in front of
the
you.
Aisle.
It's just, and especially if they're sockless.
The sockless people in an airport. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you might have the FAA look
we'll
into
look
that.
We'll look into that,
yes.
Too. Yeah, we'll look into
these
that,
these are
too.
The issues that can bring out some
niche
voters.
We need a Department
voters.
Of Grievances.
We can run it.
We have a lot of federal agencies, yeah. But not that one.
We'll be the secretaries.
Exactly. Does she just smoke weed when she does these podcasts, you think? Does she just get high?
I wish.
Bill Maher does one, right, where he just smokes weed and just starts riffing with people. It sounds a lot like that, in my opinion.
I feel like it would be better for her if she had been high. At least there would have been an excuse for her aimless ramblings.
Here's another word salad from the delusional podcaster. She's on the I've Had It podcast. She claimed that a lot of world leaders have told her the same thing, that this could be the last Democratic election we ever have. All right. Now, she claims, and listen to this claim now, of how many world leaders have told her that this election coming up in 2024 will be our last election for the United States of America. Cut 20.
I don't think it's hyperbolic to say this genuinely could be the last Democratic election we ever have.
You're right.
Listen to what he says. He's telling you, dictators aren't a dictator for one day, and then it's let the people decide.
No, and I'm going to tell you, as vice president, I've now met with over 150 world leaders, presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, and kings. And in the last three international trips I've taken, which are, you know, going back to the end of last year through this year, world leaders have come up to me expressing their real concern.
150, yeah, world leaders just coming up. What about the dead ones that Biden talks to, like the dead prime minister of Germany or the dead president of France? Like, do they also express concern? I'm curious. And are you counting them in that number?
I do love that she cites kings are expressing some concern over democracy.
Yeah, monarchs are really worried that the United States is going to lose its democracy. She's like dictators, too.
Oh, they're
dictators
horrible.
And monarchs, it really, you know, and theocrats, I mean, they're all very worried about this. We might end up just like them. Kim Jong-un himself said it. He's like, I'm really worried about you guys. You're going to be just like me. Kings. Yeah, who are the kings that she's talking to? Like the King of Jordan, I'm guessing?
I don't know.
Or is it the royal family that she's talking to?
Bad citation regardless.
All right, now I can tell you it's been a couple weeks now. Did I mention I was on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon a couple weeks ago? Did I mention that?
I do remember you saying that, I think.
Right. There was, do you remember on Friday, the story broke that Princess Kate Middleton had cancer. Do you remember? We had spent the entire week coming up with all these theories, a body double, and she would have been killed, and Jack the Ripper, and then it came out that she had cancer. Mm-hmm. So everybody stopped talking about it and all the conspiracy theories went away and everybody felt like a jerk for having made any jokes. But what I didn't tell you up until now is that we had actually on that show pre-taped some jokes about that all wound up on the cutting room floor. And I'm wondering now, has enough time passed where we can put all those out in the public? Probably not, right?
No,
probably
I don't
still
think
would
so.
Not. Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Asking for a friend. It's still too fresh.
The wound is definitely too fresh.
I think all she right, has to, yeah, she has to be like totally healed.
Yeah, in remission.
Yeah. I'm a heartless SOB. Can I make fun of dead kings and queens, though? I can
do
that.
Yeah, that's probably
right?
All right.
That's okay.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, right.
Talk
exactly.
Talk to Biden?
Yeah, exactly. They'll complain to President Biden. He was just with King Leopold the other day. They were having scones together. So, you know. All right. Well, I have another clip here that I wanted to share with you as well. This is a feminist-themed Broadway musical called Suffs. And I want to kill my friend Laura for sending this to me today. It's somehow actually worse than everyone expected. If you learned about the women's suffrage movement, other than maybe that it wasn't until 1920 that a constitutional amendment gave women throughout the United States the right to vote, there's a Broadway show for that called Suffs, short for suffragists. Don't call them suffragettes. It's considered sexist, according to CBS News. So you have to say suffragists, not suffragettes, okay? That amendment that ended the, gave women the right to vote was the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And that ranks up there as one of the worst, along with the 17th, the 16th, and the 19th. They had a whole slew of them in a row right there. I'm just kidding. The 19th Amendment wasn't that bad. Prohibition was a good thing
for
this country.
Wait, the 19th is the one that gave the women the right to vote, wasn't it?
Oh, 19th
I think
is,
it
right.
Is.
The 18th is the one that was booze.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I misspoke. So let me clarify. The 18th Amendment was not the worst amendment of this country because it gave us prohibition, and that was good for the Kennedys. That's how they made all their money, you see? So without that, you would not have had Camelot. You're welcome, America. But I'm kidding. I'm glad women have the right to vote most of the time. I really am. Now, the right to drive, let's talk about that. We have time for that? Not now. All right,
We got a couple minutes.
Here is the Hillary Clinton feminist-themed Broadway musical Suffs. It's worse than you could ever have imagined. Cut 24. Just to shut them up back then? Do you think that's what happened? They're like, fine, we'll let you vote. Just stop singing. Stop singing and we'll let you vote.
You're not ordering tickets to go see this?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that'll be, we'll finally get a prize and it'll be a prize for that. 2 tickets to go see Suffs.
I don't think we're going to have many callers.
People will hate me forever after that.
We should do it as the only trip to go see it.
Oh, that'll be fun. We can all sit in the back and heckle it. Actually, that would be kind of fun.
That actually does sound
Bring
enjoyable.
Tomatoes.
If we give you the right to vote, will you stop singing, please? Please? I beg of you. Whatever you want, just stop. That is the Broadway play stuff. So make sure you get that for your mother-in-law this Mother's Day. She'll be very, very happy with you. And make sure you get America's mother-in-law a pair of tickets to see that as well. That, of course, being Elizabeth Warren. And finally, in the stupid file of audio today, federal inmate Michael Avenatti called into MSNBC from jail. Convicted felon Michael Avenatti called in to the, what's the name of the show here? It is the Ari Melber Show on MSNBC. Cut number 8.
You know, I think the case has a lot of problems. Now that
can I
not,
stop it for a second? Do you think that there's a prison guard standing there, like waiting, like, "Hey, your time's up." I said that's the only thing I'm picturing. I'm picturing him in stripes in a prison uniform, like Otis had on in the Superman movie, and then he's sitting there, and the prison guard's like, "Hey, your time's up," and walks over and clicks the payphone. Shuts it down.
I imagine they give him a little tap on the phone with like the nightstick. Let him know.
Pay attention. Clock's ticking, boy. All right, go ahead.
You know, I think the case has a lot of problems. Now, that does not, I don't mean to suggest that means that Trump will not be convicted, because I think he will be convicted. Because number one, he's a criminal defendant, and in our society, I don't believe the criminal defendants generally get a fair shake. In fact, I think that the percentage of convictions demonstrates that the deck is stacked decidedly against all criminal defendants, number one. Number two, I don't think that he can get a fair trial in New York. And to the people who claim that, in fact, he can get a fair trial in New York with a New York jury, I would ask them if they were to sleep, go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow and find out that the case had been moved to Mississippi or Alabama, would they still think that the trial was going to be fair? And I think if they were being honest...
Your time is up. Wouldn't that be amazing if the recording came on for the prison? You know, here at, I don't know what prison he's in, but, you know, here at the Quattanooga Correctional Facility, inmate 55629, your time is up. Please hang up the phone. Now, that would have been awesome. That would have been fantastic and made my day. All right, listen, we got a big 6 o'clock hour, fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. It's going to be a good one, so don't miss it. There's some breaking news regarding Trump's hush money case. I'll share that with you. Dr. Mike Veneria is an outstanding dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants. What are you waiting for? Because Dr. Mike is the man. He will give you the smile of your dreams. You know, you realize now that my whole family goes to Dr. Mike Veneria, and we go to Dr. Mike Veneria for the reason that he is the best there is. Bridget's going to get some caps replaced very soon. Mom has only discovered him, and he has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey, right over the bridge. Easy to get to. Everybody in the office is fantastic. Dedicated to your smile. Dedicated to giving you outstanding care. Outstanding care. And the best part about Dr. Mike Veneria is that he's a great conversationalist. You love talking to the guy. Great music playing in the office. He's the master of dental implants. If you need pain-free root canal treatment, Dr. Mike is your man. Really, for all of your medical and dental needs, for all of your dental needs, excuse me, he has been ranked as a top 10 dentists in all of New Jersey, top dentists in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. That's right, 10 consecutive years. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today. Just go to VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My friend, my buddy, and the master of dental implants, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.